On RSN's Breakfast with Half, it's Robbo at 8.
Look at that! Look at that! Is that the moon?
Bom 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 for dang a dang dang for ding a dong ding blue moon moon.
Two times of the week, we sit there, we set the tape, and we go, this is going to be good. It's Tuesday and Thursday at 8 a.m. It's Robbo at 8. Mark Robinson, the chief footy writer at the Herald Sun, the main man on 360 on Fox Footy as well. He's back with us on a Thursday morning. Robbo, good morning.
Hello, Daniel. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Well, that's good to hear.
I'm pretty good. Very good, actually.
Well, that's bloody good to hear, Mark. I'm pleased to hear it.
What was your favourite Tina Turner song?
River Deep, Mountain High.
Oh, yeah, you are a soulful sort of character. We know that.
That's my favourite. What's yours? You got him before I did. What's yours?
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt, the most inspiring is simply the best. But the one that was of everyone's got up to and danced is Nutbush City Limit.
Yeah, Nutbush, pretty big business. Or as someone called it off the SMS before, Saltbush City Limits is the best. It was Michael in Brisbane. Saltbush.
Oh, mate, that's everyone. That's a wedding song. It's a family reunion song. And everyone gets up. Do you know how to do the dance?
Yeah, I'm a... Oh, Mark, please.
Yeah, sorry, please. I'll take that back.
I used to get invoices on a Monday morning from nightclubs all across the state for scorching their dance floors on Saturday nights.
You wearing your white pants.
There was no white pants, I'll give you the tip. No white pants. In my world, thank you very much. With my physique, that does not work.
I'll tell you what, more people will be talking about Tina Turner than that other idiot, Rolf Harris.
Yeah, I don't think there's too many concerns for Rolf just at the minute, comparatively to the great Tina Turner. I reckon you might be right on that. But there's plenty of people talking about coaching, Robbo, in the AFL, and the Damien Hardwick standing down the other day is... Well, it's a domino, isn't it? And then the next conversation, as Stewie Jew says yesterday, the next one is we'll play the game of who's next. He handled himself really well yesterday, Stewie Jew, and I was fully supportive of that today on the program in the big yarn. And I reckon the way we come for Stewie Jew is probably, it's a little bit distasteful at times, Robbo, but he's standing up for himself, which I love.
I thought his press conference yesterday was fantastic. Stewie Jew, ever had the opportunity to meet him, and I know a lot of people... Well, the listeners wouldn't have that opportunity, but if you take note of how he speaks, when he speaks, he's a terrific person, and he spoke with such leadership yesterday, but on the man, and what really struck me is the truth, is when he said, these young boys have re-signed partly because of him.
Yep.
Because building a team and getting that investment, all those things that you need to build a group, Stewie Jew has been the central figure in all that. So these young people have set themselves on a son's future, believing that Stewie Jew is there. We know that can change, but you know, I look at what Kenny Hinckley's doing with the young people at Port, and I know they're not getting the results yet, but I feel it's a sort of the same thing that they're growing at the Gold Coast Suns, and I feel sorry for him. I really do. Because it's always sons, it's always players. Oh, they're going to leave. It's always, oh, Stewie Jew's under pressure. But that can all disappear if they win games of football.
Yeah, but the thing about that, and I agree with you, and it's part of the conversation I was having before, that he's been able to get this group to believe, and they've committed to the medium term to be a part of the Gold Coast Suns opportunity. And I think that's underplayed from a lot of people. And yes, wins are everything. We know it's a win-loss business. And so we absolutely use that as our baseline more often than not, which is fair. But the ability to bring that group together, because no one's leaving, Robbo. None of the talent is leaving the Gold Coast Suns.
Yeah, it's a massive point. So when they sit down and talk about their future, right, where do we want to be with their managers? There's no doubt that the influence of Stewie Jew is playing on the minds and having an effect on the decision that these young people are leaving. Yeah, I don't know what the alternative is, mate. I really don't. I mean, but then people have even gone after Port Adelaide, you know, David Cochin, Port Adelaide and Ken Hinckley. I mean, not for one second do I think that Ken Hinckley will be leaving Port Adelaide.
Mm.
I just can't see it. I mean, he's in a position like Ross Lyon was with St Kilda when he first left. Righto. But if another team comes through and says, we'll give you a 6-year deal, you know, Kenny could turn around and say, hey, I've got to look after my family.
Yeah, and that's the difference. That's the difference in this scenario, Stewie. That's not the conversation about somebody poaching him. It's about him just being superseded by somebody else. Whereas Kenny is the chance with what's happened with Richmond and Damien Hardwick this week. There is an opportunity. Who knows if it's a conversation that will be had, but an opportunity for Richmond to go to Kenny and say, "We reckon you're pretty awesome. How about 6 years on the table at plenty of cash? Would you think about it?" That's the difference in that scenario.
Yeah, maybe. But, you know, Ken was offered the opportunity to apply for the Essendon job last year. Okay? Now, if he applied, right, I think it's before Brad Scott, but if Ken Hinckley said, "Okay, I'll go for that job," he probably would have got a four-year deal. But Kenny chose not to apply it, to stay true to his one-year contract remaining at Port Adelaide, which is this year.
Yep.
But also the same, he's invested with these kids as well, and these kids are invested in him. Look at the way they're playing.
Well, they're magnificent.
Look at them after the game, mate. I know if that happens in footy, and everyone's probably like getting carried away with it, but I don't. I look at the mechanics and how they play, and then you look at the emotional investment. I thought, God, have a look at this. God, people who support teams who aren't winning games, you look at it and you go, God, I wish my team was like that.
Yep.
I wish my coach was like that with the players. So, and Stewie's got that a little bit with the Suns when they have wins.
Yeah, they just don't win often enough at this stage.
That's the problem, Dan.
That is a problem. I agree with that. That is a problem. That is a problem.
That's the only problem. It's the only problem, but it's a big problem. It's the only problem.
It's a big one.
Two big games coming up in Darwin.
Yeah.
Will be massive.
Yep, no, they're a big watch, no doubt. The wins are the problem, but the dynamics are pretty strong there at Gold Coast with Stewie Jew and his playing group, no doubt about that. Speaking of wins and problems, the Adam Simpson situation, Robbo, what's your take on this? The story emerged last night that the Eagles will encourage Adam Simpson to take 3 months off at the end of the season. Important to note that's the end of the season, to freshen up and rejuvenate because they believe he's the man to take them forward. Then the West Coast come out and refute that on Twitter, saying that conversation hasn't been had and that's not true. And then Rebecca Williams has got a story in your paper today saying that an Eagles spokesperson said that's exactly what's happened. What's going on over there in the West?
Well, that's very confusing. I wasn't aware. When I went to bed last night, all I was aware that Channel 7 in Perth ran with the story.
Yep.
So that's when I first heard it. And I thought to myself, oh, well, yeah, that's understandable. And I didn't think it was too obscure that he's taken time off at the end of the year.
Do you not reckon that's a bit odd to have that conversation at round 10, though, to make that a public offering?
Well, I don't know if they probably would have made it. They did probably, if it's true, they probably didn't want it to get out. No one wants stories like that out, because it creates discussion about their football club. So, but if the West Coast Eagles on Twitter said it's not true, and then a spokesman told the Herald Sun it is true, what corner are you in?
Well, I'm in the what the hell's going on corner, I must admit. I find it bizarre that that's a conversation that's been had 10 rounds in when you've got 14 to go, 14 weeks to go for West Coast at this stage, and Adam Simpson's got to get through that phase. I find it bizarre that that's even a conversation. I will give you 3 months off at the back end of the year. Well, that's fine and well and good, Robbo, but I've got 14 weeks of work to do, and I'm under the pump.
Yeah, he has got a lot of work to do, hasn't he? Yeah, it is odd, but I'm sure they didn't want... If it's true, and I don't doubt Rebecca Williams, if she's spoken to someone at the club and the club has said yes, they probably didn't want it to get out.
No, probably not. I mean, the best news for Simo is the fact that he's seemingly got unbelievable endorsement and support from all of the board and the chairman at West Coast. That's a big endorsement.
It is, but we look at Simo. I've looked at Adam Simpson over the years. He does look frazzled, and he does look like the world's on top of him.
No doubt.
And for him to have some time off at the end of the season, good. Good. This is what life's about. Don't work yourself into the ground. And
I'm all for that.
In a situation where, you know, you're finding it impossible to work. We don't want anyone working under those circumstances.
But that must seem like a world away 14 weeks down the track. That must seem a world away for Adam Simpson at the moment.
But if they've got a plan, because what we don't see is their plan, because there's so many injuries.
Yep.
Usually when a team is regenerating, they will play their senior players, and now every for a month they might circulate 5 or 6 youngsters, okay, and say, "Oh, we're playing him, we're playing him, we're playing him." He's getting dropped, and we're bringing them in. But we can't see that. They're just playing everyone who's available at the moment, and they're getting walloped. There's no other, but there's no other solution for him at the moment.
No.
No, did you hear him last week at halftime? I did. He said, "Oh, I don't know, you know. Just go out and play and do our best." like listening to me under 12 coach. That's Greases and Bendigo. Go out there, do your best, kids. Yeah, just do your best. Just try and enjoy it, you know. Try and play on. Try and move the ball. Bring your teammates in.
pat each other on the bum. Have a great time. Have a great time. No, it's a challenge. But I find that story bizarre, I must admit. What about putting a discussion at the Hawks at the moment? Yesterday, Justin Reeves, the CEO, stood down. Do you think that was an inevitable outcome for all of the saga that's going on at the Hawthorn Footy Club at the moment, or are you a bit shocked by that?
Yeah, I don't like saying that someone's going to lose their job. I just don't like it. But I would have thought that Justin Reeves was one person who was going to struggle to survive through this period. Hawks are taking a lot of criticism. Jeff Kennett is the one that's public at the moment defending the Hawthorn position of launching the storytelling investigation. Well, this wasn't an investigation, it was storytelling.
Yeah.
When they got the storytelling back, they went, "Ooh," as McKenna described it, as horrifying. So he took it to the AFL and from there got lost control. The story lost control and it got out, and here we are 9 months later. You can't say too much. I mean, people say to me already, "Oh, he was sacked. He was sacked. He had to be sacked." And the mental health, no, that's just something that people throw in. Now, people say that to me already.
Yep.
And I say, you know what? I don't know. But if he's got mental health issues, he's got mental health issues. And everyone's got to respect that and understand that. So there's no point talking about whether he was sacked or not sacked. I didn't think he was going to survive. He stepped away. Everyone's just got to say, okay, he got some issues. But this mental health situation in the world that we live in is becoming more and more prevalent, Daniel.
It is.
More and more prevalent. And I'm going to get myself in trouble here, I know. I've only been on the show for 2 weeks, so I don't want to get sacked.
Careful.
Yeah, I'm careful. I'm careful. I mean, I'm cynical. I'm not cynical about Justin Reeves, one little bit. You know, it's a very stressful time. I'm not cynical about Alistair Clarkson, but there's a lot of times in life where, you know, behaviour is down to mental health.
Yes.
And there's nothing bad behaviour about Justin Reeves whatsoever. You know, he's living through a stressful time. Adam Simpson. Is it mental health or is it stress? Is it... He wants to get, we want to send him away for 3 months to go and clear the head and refresh and go and sit in the sun or drink beers or whatever he wants to do. Is that a kind of mental health release? Probably, but you know, we all need breaks in life, don't
yep,
we?
No doubt. No
you
doubt.
Know, to say, "Hey, God, stop. Stop. It's just too much. I just need a couple of days off." So, well, good luck to Justin Reeves. He's the CEO there for a long, long time. It's a difficult situation for everyone involved, and hopefully the AFL is continuing. Well, I know they are. They're continuing to find a solution, Daniel. But the problem is that is difficult to ascertain.
It seems to be currently. Let's finish on a positive, Robbo. What are you looking forward to this weekend?
I'm looking forward to Adelaide. I just heard you talk to Jamie Rogers. I reckon the Adelaide-Brisbane game is going to be fantastic.
I'm with you.
Fine about Adelaide. And I'm bloody spewing because I was at 360 last night and I started writing a column about Melbourne for Saturday, yesterday afternoon, and King comes in and starts going whack, whack, whack on Melbourne. So I sat there looking at him going, shit. I'm not going to ask you any questions about this. I said to Joey afterwards, I said, I didn't ask him a question because I'm bloody writing about it. About Melbourne. But, well, I liked it because I thought, because I'm not alone. I'm just wondering whether Melbourne's where Melbourne is at the moment. They're playing Fremantle. And it is a big game of football.
It is.
And they're all big, but this is big. This is big. Anyway.
It's going to be good fun, as it is always, talking to you on a Tuesday and a Thursday, Rubbo. We appreciate your time, mate. Have a great weekend. We'll chat next week.
No worries. See you, pal.
Great stuff. Mark Robinson with us, the Chief Footy Writer of the Herald Sun.